From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Signs today that North Korea is getting ready for a long-range rocket launch in the next few days, defying international warnings. All three stages of the rocket are now in position. And Dawali Saikautau reports South Korea is suggesting the North is also likely to test a third nuclear device.
3 years ago, when North Korea last tested what it then called a rocket launch, an underground nuclear test followed less than 2 months later. The North may repeat that pattern. According to South Korean intelligence officials, satellite images taken only last week show what could be a new underground tunnel for a possible nuclear test. The photos and accompanying analysis were leaked to local media just 2 days before South Korea's parliamentary elections and ahead of North Korea's planned rocket launch later this week. Earlier, international reporters got a rare tour of the North Korean launch site. For NPR News, I'm Dawali Saikautau in Seoul.
A judge has issued a gag order in the child sex abuse case against former Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the order prevents both prosecutors and defense attorneys from talking to the media.
Pennsylvania Judge John Cleland says in his order that the directive will help ensure a fair, impartial, and orderly trial. He says given the publicity surrounding the case, the order is necessary. He's barring attorneys, along with their employees and investigators, from talking to reporters, both on and off the record. The judge also is asking attorneys to limit statements from witnesses in the case. Former Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky is charged with sexually abusing 10 boys. Some of the instances of abuse allegedly happened on the university campus. Sandusky says he's innocent. The trial is scheduled to start in June. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
The prosecutor in the Trayvon Martin case says she will not use a grand jury. A previous prosecutor had scheduled one to convene tomorrow, but State Attorney Angela Corley says she alone can determine whether to file criminal charges against George Zimmerman, the self-appointed neighborhood watch volunteer who shot the unarmed black teen in February. In Florida, a grand jury is only required in first-degree murder cases. Gas prices continue to rise, up an average of 4 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. John Felmy of the American Petroleum Institute says they're not going up because of a shortage.
There are a couple refineries that have been shut down recently, but even so, what we've seen is a record production of gasoline. There's plenty of gasoline out there, and demand is down. It just costs more to produce.
He says production has been more expensive because crude oil costs have gone up sharply, and he says they're now going down and expects gas prices to follow suit. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 90 points at 12,971. The Nasdaq is off 23 at 3058. The S&P is down 12. This is NPR. Cosmetics seller Avon has appointed Johnson & Johnson executive Sherry McCoy as its new CEO. Avon is hoping to reverse declines in domestic sales and recover from a bribery investigation connected to the company's former CEO. Avon has been around since 1886, and for decades, its Avon ladies have gone door-to-door in American neighborhoods selling makeup. Now, 80% of Avon's revenues comes from overseas. The Hunger Games is the box office favorite for a third consecutive weekend. NPR's Trina Williams reports audiences' appetite for the blockbuster is far greater than for some reheated hits from the 1990s.
The time has come to select one courageous young man and woman for the honor of representing District 12 in the 74th annual Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games is holding on to its top spot with an estimated $33.5 million in ticket sales. American Pie sequel American Reunion and the re-release of Juggernaut Titanic, this time in 3D, settle for second and third place. Considering the Easter holiday, traditionally a slower weekend for theaters, both manage respectable debut numbers. Titanic 3D's opening coincides with the 100th anniversary of the cruise liner's tragic sinking. Wrath of the Titans is fourth on the chart. Mirror, Mirror follows. Trina Williams, NPR News.
In box offices on Broadway, The Lion King has now been crowned the highest-grossing show of all time on the Great White Way, surpassing Phantom of the Opera. For the theater week ending yesterday alone, The Lion King netted over $2 million. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.